see. I have the treats in a bowl right here, besides the door. We already decorated outside. What else? The front part of the house is decorated. The hall is decorated. I think we have everything done for tonight. I think that the only thing that I need to do is maybe get ready, put on my costume, and just chill for a bit. Yeah, it's still early. Wait. Where are they anyway? I haven't seen them in for like a good hour or two. The hell are they? Pet. Pets. Baby, where are you? I can hear you giggling somewhere in the house. I just don't know where you are. I just heard you gasp like, that's so cute. But really, baby, everything is already set up. And all we need to do is just chill for a bit, eat dinner, and then get into our costumes. To, like, so the trick-or-treaters can come. But where are you? I need you to do stuff. And you're out in the house, hiding from me. I don't know why. I know you're not sleeping. Because I just heard you giggle and gasping. So, where are you? Where? God dang. You're giggling. Oh, you almost gave me a heart attack. God dang it. You know I hate it when you scare me. Oh, I'm being dramatic. Baby. What are you talking about? I'm not being too dramatic. You know I hate it when you do that. Look at me. No. It's not. Come here. Yes, I'm holding you by the arm. Because you are in a mood to run off and hide again from me. Why did you think it was such a good idea to hide with your costume and spook me? You're still giggling. You are very lucky that I find you extremely, extremely adorable. But that doesn't mean that I'm not upset right now. You spooked me. Yeah, you know I don't like it. You know that mommy doesn't like that. So why did you do it? You really must not want to trick-or-treat today. Oh, what's that look? Oh, now you're spooked. Now you're scared. But I want no. No, baby. You don't want to. No, you don't seem that, right? But you do. So why did you scare Mommy?
Hmm?
Because it would be funny. Was it funny? A little bit. I love that you're scared that I'm about to take away trick-or-treating for you this year. And you're like, yeah, but you gotta admit, it was funny. What did I do to deserve such a cute and adorable little pet like you? Oh, you're turning up the dial in adorableness. Just see if, like, you can get away. You're not gonna get away. No. Shh. You're gonna get punished. Yeah. You should know that our actions have consequences, baby. Mm-hmm. And you spooking me is, well, it's gonna get a big consequence. And it means no trick-or-treating. But Mommy. No, baby. No. What can you do? You want, you're bargaining. You are very bold today. You first scare Mommy when you know I hate it. Then you keep insisting that it was funny. And now you're like, no, but I want to go trick-or-treating. And you can take that from me. So let's do something different. Okay, come on. Let me hear. What is it this different consequence that you're suggesting? I'm open at least to listening. Because I'm assuming you had a whole plan. Didn't you? No. You thought that you were gonna spook me. I wasn't gonna get, like, upset. And that we could, like, get to go trick-or-treating. Nah. But you want to. Well, you should have thought about it, baby. Let me hear your suggestion. Okay, so your suggestion is I forgive you and we go trick-or-treating. Why do you think that is a good suggestion, baby? Because you just wanted to be funny. No, you are being a mischievous little thing today. Is the Halloween spirit getting into you? You think you're above being punished by Mommy? You don't know. Well, I should applaud your bravery, your courage to stick with your plan. But I am not going to be satisfied if I don't do something. Tomorrow? No. It has to be today. Because if I let you get what you want, then you're just gonna keep ratting out. And we can have that now, can we? No. Because I know deep down, when you do things like this, is because you really, really want a time out. Yeah. Yes, it is, baby. What should we do? Well, well, since you already are in costume, mm. have two options. Or we stay in. And you get to have your time out indoors. Or you get to have your time out outdoors while trick-or-treating. Tell me, sweetie, what do you prefer? Trick-or-treating. You didn't even listen, did you? You just heard yes to trick-or-treating, regardless of what that might mean. And you're like, yes, yes, right now, let's go trick-or-treating. We're gonna go trick-or-treating like late in the night when there's only adults out. Cause, it's still early. It's, right now is the time for anyone that is not an adult to come and trick-or-treat. So, you really wanna go? Yeah? Okay, so we're gonna go late in the night when there is only adults out. What do you say? Yeah. Just don't regret your words, okay, sweetie? Uh-huh. Come here. Let's go. I need to go and get myself ready for trick-or-treating.